This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demanded investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Down-ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread-and-butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, so says Democratic strategist Tanya Bork.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Bork spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WisPolitics and the Marquette Law School. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming is urging GOP voters to use standalone absentee ballot drop boxes, which are more popular with Democrats. Schimming tells Wisconsin delegates that puts Republicans at a disadvantage on Election Day. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. The Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A solar field in Duluth will have some interesting visitors for the next couple of weeks. According to a Northern News Now report, Minnesota Native Landscapes and Minnesota Power brought about 100 sheep to the Jean Duluth solar field on Monday. Officials say they plan to let the sheep graze on the vegetation around the panels over the next 3 weeks, keeping the site clear of overgrowth without contributing to carbon emissions. If successful, the organization will use sheep at all of their solar fields. The city of Duluth has received a statewide award for their youth mountain biking program. According to a Northern News Now report, the Minnesota Recreation and Parks Association gave the Duluth Parks and Recreation team their annual Award of Excellence for the Youth on Trails program, which encourages younger residents to utilize their extensive trail system. Officials say over the last year, the program got over 300 kids out riding bikes on the trails. More information on the program can be found online. The Carleton School District has begun promoting its new 4-day school week. Through their More Time for Life campaign, school officials are looking to share the benefits of their new schedule with area families. Officials say the new schedule will be very beneficial for the mental health of their students, as well as for teachers who will now have more time to plan their lessons for the next week and maximize student success. The school district is running a $25,000 marketing campaign on the approach. The Duluth City Council voted to approve changes to West Skyline Parkway at Monday night's meeting. The area has become a topic of contention for residents following two fatal crashes earlier this year. The new changes will temporarily close the intersections at West 5th and West 6th Streets and establish a one-way street between Hank Jensen Drive and the T intersection near Twin Ponds. City officials have not shared a timeline for when those changes will go into effect, but believe they will increase safety in the area. The United Way of Northeastern Minnesota is offering financial assistance to households affected by the extreme flooding over the last month. According to a Northern News Now report, affected residents can apply for the assistance with proof of residence, verification of flood damage, and a demonstration of need. Households will be able to request up to $1,500 for bills, building materials, or household appliances. Funding will come from the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation Disaster Relief Fund. The caravan for disability freedom made a stop at Center City Park in Superior on Monday. According to a Northern News Now report, the organization aims to promote inclusivity by informing people with disabilities of the issues the community is facing and helping them register to vote. The caravan is on a tour which began in California this past April and will end in New York this October. Organization officials say they believe giving everyone a voice in the electoral process is crucial, particularly this election cycle. A 29-year-old man was taken to the hospital after being stabbed in the neck in the downtown Duluth area on Tuesday morning. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers responded to reports of a stabbing at around 3:45 a.m. on the 200 block of East Superior Street. Law enforcement authorities have not yet provided an update on the victim's condition after taking him to the hospital. The investigation is ongoing, and authorities believe that the suspect and victim knew each other. A nonprofit organization is hoping to make the Lester Park Golf Course in the city of Duluth more accessible. According to a Northern News Now report, the golf course permanently closed in 2023 due to financial struggles and is now boarded up and overgrown. The nonprofit Barrier Free Golf is hoping to revitalize the property and make the entire course more adaptive and accessible for people with disabilities at no cost to residents or the city. Funding for the renovation would be provided by grants if approved. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star Game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay. The first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. You know, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, you've seen that he's been around the league forever. And, you know, I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ripple effect from the Donald Trump assassination attempt last Saturday continues even in Hollywood and has snuck into the world of animation. Channel 4 in the UK has reportedly pulled the Simpsons episode titled Lisa the Iconoclast, which originally aired in 1996. The New York Post reports that the episode shows Lisa talking at a podium with a law enforcement agent on a nearby rooftop, which the network felt looked eerily similar to the Trump rally in Pennsylvania last weekend. The Post says they reached out to representatives from The Simpsons and Channel 4, but did not hear back. Director Greta Gerwig has been chosen to receive the prestigious Pioneer of the Year Award. The award is given out by the Will Rogers Motion Picture Pioneers Foundation. The Barbie director was selected as the award's 75th recipient. The Will Rogers Group says the award is given to those who are respected for their artistry, showcase leadership in the industry, are active in community service, and who have a commitment to philanthropy. I've been jamming through Apple TV lately and discovered The Last Thing He Told Me. The show stars Jennifer Garner and is about a husband who mysteriously disappears. Garner and her stepdaughter are on the case to help find him, even though they don't really get along. The show does a good job of introducing new characters and keeping people guessing, and is set in beautiful Sausalito, California. All 7 Season 1 episodes are available, and Apple has renewed the show for a Season 2, which will drop in 2025. Being canceled can be quite beneficial, especially if you've been accused of sexual assault and cannibalism. Colossal weirdo Armie Hammer appeared on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast and said if he hadn't been canceled, his life would have met demise anyway due to the way he was living, reckless and out of control. Hammer says he has never been happier, despite being broke. I'm sure he's got some of that baking soda money tucked away somewhere. After a traumatic couple days, it's time for our country to come together and try to heal. Of course, I'm talking about Ingrid Andress' performance of our national anthem before the Home Run Derby at Monday's MLB All-Star festivities. The performance was not only potentially the worst version of the song ever performed, but possibly the worst version of any song ever performed. It's bad even if she's never had lessons, and after witnessing that performance, well, there's no way she's ever had lessons. She made the Hawk Tua girl sound like a virtuoso. Andress, a Grammy-nominated singer, quickly put out a statement the next day for damage control, saying, "I'm not gonna bullshit, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need." Good for you, Ingrid. Admitting you have a problem is the first step. Hopefully, whatever facility she attends will provide excellent voice lessons. She might also want to cut back on the booze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a nice, comfortable stretch of days coming up this week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight all the way down to 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. Friday, sunny with a high back up to 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.